from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Pirates Diamondback 6:40 leadoff show at 5:45. For more, go to 93.7thefan.com. Right now, it's a Friday edition of Pony and Mueller.
I don't know. You got to be really careful with a young player about that. To me, I mean, I think he learns by mistakes. That's going to make him a better player in the end when he makes mistakes like that. So you got to be really, really cautious about doing that to a young player, because then that makes you nervous. That makes you not being able to yourself. You can't play freely. So I know there's probably, you know, pros and cons to both of those. But to me, I would just be like, you got to be very cautious with a young player on taking him out like that.
Good afternoon, everybody. Let's go over those pros and cons to start today's show, because this is a red hot topic, which means to me, it tells me you are hyped for Pirates and Diamondbacks tonight, a 3-game series at PNC Park that you can hear on The Fan starting at 6:40 with Luis Ortiz on the mound, and continuing into the weekend where we get Keller Saturday and then the big man, Air Force One, Paul Skeens, on Sunday. Chris Mueller is not here. That's okay. We'll make do. Donnie Football is in the house. Intern Sonny Gray is here as well. We've got a lot of the usual suspects today, but it feels to me like we've got, for the first time in 6 or 7 years, a series in August that you guys really want to talk about and really want to get into with the Pirates, and a subplot to the series that right now, as of this second, is juicier than even the games themselves. And look, I'm making plans already. My wife is texting me, what are we doing for dinner tonight? Do you want to go out for dinner? And my answer is a polite no. I want to make sure I'm home at 6:40 to see first pitch of this game. We have a party on Saturday. We'll either be leaving the party in time for first pitch tomorrow night, or I will make sure that this party sets me up with a TV so I can watch the game tomorrow night, Sunday with Skeens. When 1:35 gets here, I will make sure that I am either at the game in person or I'm in front of my TV. Again, that is how into these games I am. You're 2.5 games out. You made moves at the trade deadline to bolster this team. which added a jolt. It gave me even extra energy as a fan. It made me want to watch them and care about them even more. And you've got the O'Neill crew situation, and that was Jordy Mercer right there on that. And the question there is, what do you do with him tonight? Are there any lingering consequences? Are there any lingering questions about one of the worst defensive games we've seen by a Pirate since Will Craig made probably the worst play in baseball history in a Pirates uniform? That's how egregious, that's how awful it was in Houston, where he lost them a game and a chance to sweep. So, is there more fallout? If you're Derek Shelton, is O'Neill Cruz on your bench tonight? Because you're trying to get a message across to him. Does sending a message outweigh putting your best hitting shortstop and one of your best hitters, period, in the lineup? 412-928-9370. That is one of the questions I want you to answer with me this afternoon. I have a very firm opinion on this. It's not one of these things where sometimes you come in, and I'll even say this because I want to be transparent and upfront with everyone. Hey, like, I could go either way on this, but if you're forcing me to pick a side, I'm going to go here. This is not picking me to force a side. This is not a lesser of two evils thing. It's not they're both good options, but I like this one a little bit more. I like one thing and I don't like the other with O'Neill Cruz tonight. And what I like is, or what I want is, for him to be in the Pirates lineup. I don't want anything more punishing. I don't want Shelton to say, you were so brain dead on Wednesday night where we're going to sit you down for a game and give you 2 days off to really understand that we can't have you be a space cadet out there and have you in la-la land and act like a guy who's never played shortstop before and just thinks he can roam around like he's a bucking bronco or a colt without fences and wide open spaces and just do whatever he wants. I don't want the discipline here to be, we're starting a series against a team that occupies the last wild card spot, and we think it's better in the long run to sit O'Neill Cruz than play him tonight. I'm not doing that. You know, this might be one of those situations where, oh, Andrew, well, you say sometimes Mike Tomlin needs to discipline a George Pickens, blah, 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 blah. I'm not sitting O'Neill Cruz for the start of a series that feels kind of sort of like a playoff series. And let me explain why I feel that way. Playoff series are now best of three. There's no more one-game wild card. It's not best of five right out of the box. It's a three-game series in one ballpark. So in many ways, this is a facsimile of what we'll see in the playoffs, where maybe the order's a little bit different, but you could argue the Pirates are starting their three best healthy pitchers right now. Definitely Keller and Skeens, and then Luis Ortiz. And it's possible, right, that if the Pirates are fighting for a playoff spot in the final few days of the season, they're not going to be able to set the rotation the exact way they want for a playoff series. So it's conceivable that Luis Ortiz would start a game one, and Paul Skeens might not be available until the rubber match game three. So this could be a playoff preview is what I'm saying. You also, before we even put the cart before the horse, you need to catch Arizona. You need to run them down, and I know they're not the only team you're chasing, but they're the team right now that has the bullseye on its back because they have the last playoff spot. You're 2.5 games behind them. If you sweep Arizona, you leapfrog them in the standings. That would be a very big deal. That would be a huge deal. That would be gigantic. That could honestly be the difference between you making the playoffs and you missing the playoffs. And I get it. After this weekend, there will still be 50 games left. A lot of time to make up for a bad series. A lot of time to screw up a good series. Right now, baseball has a situation where there are no longer one-game playoffs. There are no longer tiebreaker series. The season ends. If two teams are tied, they go to tie-breaking procedures. And the first one on the list is head-to-head record. Arizona took 2 out of 3 from you last weekend. You've got to sweep them to get the head-to-head tiebreaker against them, which maybe 2 months from now ends up being a really, really, really big deal. So I'm playing O'Neill Cruz, even if it makes me look as a manager, as an organization, timid or weak or just tolerating or putting up with a player being that bad defensively. The situation, honestly, reminds me, I've not been on this end of things yet with my daughter because she just turned 1 year old. But when a parent scolds a kid, disciplines a kid, for example, my dad was not a timeout dad. He was more into the corporal punishment stuff. And when I would act up and be a complete jackass, my father would discipline me very harshly. And when that would happen, usually, after that very harsh discipline, my father would feel bad about it. And he would have some kind of sit down with me where he's like, hey, I hated doing that, but I felt like it was the right thing to do. And very quickly after I was disciplined, we would go back to being in a very loving father-son relationship. That's kind of how I feel about O'Neill Cruz. It's 2 days later. We, as a radio station, as fans, and as a talk show host, in my shoes, we've gotten the yelling and screaming about Cruz's botched plays out of our system. It's 48 hours later. It's now time to get back to winning games. And even though the guy's defense at shortstop sucks, and there's no other way to put it, and there's no other way to describe it, there's no way to sugarcoat it, is what I want to say. There's no way to make excuses for his play at shortstop. He is still integral and important and vital to the Pirates winning this game tonight and winning this series. The Diamondbacks, for the uninformed, are the highest scoring team in the National League. They put runs up there. They might actually get to Ortiz like they did last week. They might actually get to Keller. They might actually even get to Skeens. No other team in the National League has scored runs. I don't know about you. I kind of want to fight fire with fire. I don't think it's I don't think I'm really doing my team. It's like when Bill Belichick sat Malcolm Butler in the Super Bowl or sat Wes Welker for the beginning of a playoff game because he was making jokes about Rex Ryan's foot fetish. I don't want to cut off my nose to spite my face. I don't want to do a disservice to the other guys on that team who have fought their butts off to get themselves to this point where we're having this conversation about a quasi-playoff series in August. So I'm not taking it out on them because O'Neill Cruz was completely lost on Wednesday by benching him and playing, I don't know, Alika Williams at shortstop or somebody else. Jared Triolo at shortstop. So we are hours away from Pirates Diamondbacks. We don't have a lineup yet. People wanted to let off steam all day yesterday. And many of you wanted O'Neill Cruz to not play tonight, to not play maybe for this series, to really get a stern message sent by the organization that when you play that poorly defensively and you have that many mental errors, it's not a given that you're in the lineup. So I wonder where you come down on that right now, because we're not days away, we're now hours away from the start of a gigantic series against Arizona. So let's begin there and take your calls on it next at 412-928-9370. I hope I articulated my position well, and we'll get Donnie's thoughts, and I'd love to get yours at 412-928-9370. We have tickets to a massive show at PNC Park in September that will go to the best caller on this topic, 412-928-9370. Donnie is going to a giant concert tomorrow night that we will get into. But I want your calls on O'Neill Cruz next at 412-928-9370. I am live until the leadoff show at 5:45. It's the PM team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Swing and a fly ball down the long run for Reynolds. Cruz goes back on it, and he gets in Reynolds' way, and that's going to allow a run to score. What's Cruz doing? That's not his ball. Then he throws it away. What is he doing? And Alvarez stands at third. That should have ended the inning. Instead, another run is in on another Cruz error, and a man's at third base.
I know it was an awful play, but that is one of the iconic calls of the Pirates season. Joe Block. Apparently, I heard from a birdie that Block was still so incensed over that play that in the recap that they do at the end of Pirates games, Donnie, you know what I'm talking about in the post game?
Yeah.
He wouldn't even say Cruz. He said the shortstop did this and the shortstop didn't do that. He would not bring himself to say the guy's name. A bitter Block.
Wow. That doesn't sound like the Joe Block.
The happy-go-lucky Block we know. He was just that peeved off. I love it, because that's how I felt. Did you not get highly emotional watching him screw up that play and very angry watching that? I mean,
I thought Joe Block, as you guys said yesterday, as I said last night,
he captured the essence of the whole thing.
Yeah, he was pretty much everybody in that moment saying, what is he doing? What is he doing?
All right, so you said yesterday you were on the fence about sitting him or playing him tonight. You've had some time to sleep on it, although not much because you had to pull an Ernie Banks yesterday and you had a marathon day. So where are you now?
No, I'm playing him tonight. I don't know if I would say it's a complete 180 just because I was questioning it yesterday. I think they would have an easier decision if there was a lefty on the mound. Like, let's say Jordan Montgomery was starting tonight for Arizona instead of tomorrow. I think it's an easy
lefty
spot
on lefty
there. Yeah, if it's another lefty, take him out. But I got to keep him in there against a righty. And plus, last week in this same matchup, 2-for-3, a home run and a triple against Brandon
Now,
Plott,
what if he screws off? And what if he screws up tonight? Then he's not playing tomorrow? And maybe even Sunday?
Tomorrow it's easier to sit him regardless just because of the lefty on the mound.
Yep.
So I think that if there is more negativity tonight out of his play, I think it gives you an easier option, an easier avenue to not play him tomorrow. You know,
fans have a lot of opinions on this. Let's start with Derek in West Mifflin. Hello, Derek.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Hey, man. We're good.
So there's no reason to put Cruz on the bench and have Alika Williams in there. Cruz's game was horrible. I was saying a few choice words at the TV, but you don't bench him for making – they're mental mistakes, but it's not like he jogged out a ground ball which he, and it turned a double play. He had a horrible game, and he's just got to go out there tonight and play better. You just don't put that guy on the bench. He's a better OPS than Manny Machado right now. He's our second best hitter. You do not put that man on the bench.
I'm just interested in you saying that you think what he did was less egregious than if someone didn't care or didn't try?
Yes, because obviously that is not his ball in left field, but he obviously cared enough for making that first error that he was going to go out there and at least try to catch it. I'm not saying what he did was fine, but at least he showed heart and he cared about that first error, but it was still horrible, but that's my point of view.
Yeah, I don't really care about the effort part of it. It was five errors in one series, and it was three in one game. So whether he really, really wanted to make the play and failed, or he lollygagged it, it's the end result that has me furious. But ultimately, I agree with Derek. I'm looking at this series like a playoff series, and I'm not taking my second best hitter out for it, even though he is a liability defensively at shortstop, and there's no other way to describe him there. Here's Mike in Greenville. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. You hyped for this weekend series, Mike? You fired up?
Oh, yeah. No, you can't sit Cruz. I mean, he made some mistakes there, but that's baseball. Once in a while, you have a bad game. But I am a little concerned about him striking out so much lately, though.
Right. I think the bad defense is carrying over to the plate, Mike. I think that's part of the issue.
But baseball, you got to be patient with people, so.
Do you?
I was one of the ones very patient with Rowdy when he started off.
Well, that's right. Okay, so patience has worked for the Pirates. Okay, so that was actually a good point by you. Patience has worked with the trade deadline. They waited until less than an hour before, and they got the guys they wanted. They didn't have to give up much. Patience worked with Tellez. Maybe patience is working with Michael A. Taylor. Patience worked with Mitch Keller after he struggled for so long, and now he's one of the best pitchers in the National League. But how much longer can you tolerate that kind of defensive play at short, especially if it bleeds into his at-bats? He had 9 strikeouts in one series. 412-928-9370. Here's Anthony on the fan. Hello, Anthony.
You know, with
this is Anthony in Oakland. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. I got the wrong label here. Sorry, Anthony. I would have given you a better introduction.
Oh, that's all right, young man.
I'm not young anymore, Anthony. I'm almost 40, bro. Young man, look, I got gray hairs all over the place.
You're young to me. I'm 69 next month.
Well, you
so you're young
it.
To me. Let me say this. When you have the type of pitching this team has, defense is a priority.
Yes, it is. Good point.
And so I what I would do tonight, I would put him as designated hitter. And the fellow they brought in who has a good glove from Toronto, I'd play him at shortstop.
Well, so there's news on that, Anthony. He's going to start at Double A because he's coming back from an injury, so he's actually playing for the Altoona Curve tonight, not the Pirates.
Oh, boy. They should have had to. I mean, you want to get as many soldiers in here as quickly as possible. We're in a pennant race. I hope he's not down there that long.
So would you play Triolo or Williams at short and DH Cruz?
I would tonight. There's no need to play McCutcheon tonight. You got a righty on. Give him the night off. Because you're going to have to start figuring this out.
Man, that's, I'm going to, thank you, Anthony. I'm only letting you go because we're up against it, and I want to give people a chance to react to what you said. That is an interesting idea. Because McCutcheon has not been good lately. So how big of a loss would it be to take him out of the lineup and just allow for Cruz to concentrate on his hitting? What's your reaction to that, Don?
I mean, it's interesting to bring that up because after such a disastrous series in the field, maybe you do have that opportunity where McCutcheon gets a day to start this series. However, it is tough to do that, I feel, with a regular player after you already have a day off. But I'll put it this way. I wouldn't blame Derek Shelton if that is what's on the lineup card.
If Shelton, it still would not be my preference. It still would not be what I would do. But if that's the compromise, if that's what Shelton does for this game, I'm not going to bitch and complain about it. Last month for McCutchen, 28 days, 206 average, 310 on base percentage, one home run, five RBIs, 625 OPS. So Triolo stinks, but if Triolo's at short or Alika Williams is at short and Cruz is at DH and McCutchen's out of the lineup, I wouldn't do it. I'd still rather have McCutchen. I'm looking at this like the start of a playoff series, but I get where Anthony's coming from. You want to weigh in on this? You can. Maybe you like that idea better than benching him. 412-928-9370. We'll get back to your calls. We do have our final chapter of deadline debate. Speaking of Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, live from Toronto, a member of their media, a longtime Blue Jays expert on the player the Pirates picked up. Next, and then back to your calls. It's the PM team on the Fan.
I think Nick's injury is one piece of it, but I think more importantly, you know, this is a guy who premium defender at multiple spots on the field. He's been a good offensive producer. Certainly this year, he's been a really good offensive producer. Exceptional reputation as a teammate, winning player, can play all over the field. And this is a player we think can help us the rest of the way this year and certainly next year.
And music means it's time for the final edition of Deadline Debates. This is more like an epilogue here where we're talking about things after the frenzy that was the final 45 minutes of the deadline for Pirates fans. Brian De La Cruz made his debut in Houston, had a couple of hits. Still waiting on Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, who you heard Ben Cherington describe there. And we have news on him. He will play tonight, but not in Pittsburgh. In Altoona, double A, as he begins a rehab assignment. Coming to you at 2:37. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia. See what they can do for you. Pleasure to welcome in a man that knows more about the Toronto Blue Jays than arguably any human being on planet Earth. That is Mike Wilner with the Toronto Sun, our guest here to talk about Isaiah Kiner-Falefa on Deadline Debates. Mike, I look at his last series before he got hurt. He played three different positions. The guy is a human Swiss Army knife.
He is. He is. And he's wonderful. And he's having the best year of his career. And you're going to love him in Pittsburgh. I got to correct you on two things. Oh. I would suggest that likely Paul Beeston and Howard Starkman know more about the Blue Jays than I do.
Oh,
but,
no.
But that's okay.
Well, they were unavailable. I couldn't get a hold of those guys.
Their first employee ever, and then
Beeston's son works for the Penguins. Maybe I should have called him to see if I could get him on, Mike.
There you go. And also, I write for the Toronto Star.
Oh, I'm getting my planets wrong. My bad. Anyways,
okay. IKF is wonderful, and you know what? He from day one at spring training, he talked about wanting to be in a winning environment, choosing the Blue Jays because he believed that that was where they were headed over teams that gave him more substantial and more offers of more regular playing time than the Blue Jays did, but he wanted to be in a position to win. So going to a team now that is in a race after the disastrous season here in Toronto, he's going to be re-energized. And I mean, he was the last month or so, one of the best players in the game. And watching him take batting practice as he got ready for this rehab assignment before the Blue Jays left on their current road trip, he was just hitting bomb after bomb. So maybe he's tapping into a little bit of power as well.
Mike, he's a career 264 hitter. He's hitting almost 300 this year. You know the guy. You've talked to him. What has he said about this offensive transformation where, as a WAR player, he's as high as Brian Reynolds? He's over 3, and the Pirates got him for their 29th-rated prospect.
Yeah, the WAR has more to do, I think, with his ability to play exceptional defense at several positions than what he's done at the plate. But he's been comfortable, and he was in a rhythm, and that's unfortunate that got sort of jammed up when he hurt his knee on July 1st. He hasn't played in a month, so he's going to have to work to get back into that rhythm, and maybe that's what a weekend in Altoona will do for him. But he's a contact hitter. He it's hard to get a pitch past him, and he started to hit the ball a little harder. He's not going to be someone who you plug in the 3-4-5 spot in your lineup and expect to be a major run producer. But
where should he hit, Mike? He's been able, first?
What he's hitting now? If he keeps this up, I would hit him first or second. Otherwise, you know, 6-7-8 down there and get a little bit of boost. But, you know, it's easy to look at a two-month slice and say, okay, this is what he is now, as opposed to looking at his whole career where he's been, you know, a below-average hitter as far as slugging is concerned. But he's someone who hits for a decent average in an era in baseball where very few people hit for a decent average. He doesn't walk much, but he doesn't strike out much. He's going to put the ball in play. He's going to get things moving. And when he's in a groove, like he has been for the last 2 months and like he was last year for the Yankees between like the middle of May and the middle of August, he's going to do some really good things offensively for you.
Well, the Pirates are one of the worst teams at strikeout rate in baseball, and they don't have the power numbers to offset that, Mike. So that is music to our ears. Only 37 strikeouts this year. Good Lord, you weren't kidding. Has never had a 100 strikeout season either, so he is a contact guy. You said the defense is really the guy's MO. He's a great defensive player at multiple positions. What's his best defensive position? Ideally, where do you put this guy?
You're not going to like this in Pittsburgh, but third base is his best position. He won a Gold Glove there in 2020, and he feels like that's where he's at his best. But he's also a very good shortstop and a very good second baseman, and he can play center field too. So, I mean, there's not a spot where you can put Isaiah Kiner. And he came up as a catcher. There's not a spot you can put him where he's going to be a minus defensively.
Mike Wilner from the Toronto Star, and he ranked himself third among people with Blue Jays knowledge on planet Earth. Mike, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Anytime. I appreciate you thinking of me.
Yep. Mike Wilner. That's a nice endorsement of Kiner Falefa there. And he said people in Pittsburgh aren't going to want to like that his best position is third. Why is that, Donnie? Our third baseman couldn't buy a hit if he gave Elon Musk's money. I mean, our third baseman stinks right now.
Well, I
know he's owed $49 million, but when everybody's healthy, maybe he does end up playing third base.
I think it's a case where, Mike, somebody who is so tuned into the Blue Jays, you probably think of Key Brian Hayes in a positive light. He's probably not thinking that
right.
Pittsburgh is viewing him in a negative way at the current time. But, yeah, I mean, the guy just can't hit the baseball.
Here is Josh on the fan. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
so, first of all, with a righty, you're starting Cruz. It's just his potential every at bat against the righty is something you need in the lineup. And I know he's 25. He plays a lot off of emotion. I think that he still has to grow a little bit, but like that definitely can impact how he plays. And I know it's different, somewhat different situations, but I'm going to be there tonight. And I think this could be like, hopefully, a Trey Turner-esque situation.
Give
where
a standing,
you know,
ovation when that. I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
That's a great call. I love that idea.
Show him, like, you know, like, City has you. We still believe you're something that, like, should carry this team. Like, confidence is something that can make him hit the ball 500 feet. Like, that's what he works off of, and that game definitely brought him down a couple pegs.
Well,
I think
Shelton has said multiple times he thinks that what got Rowdy going was he hit that big home run, and he got a standing ovation, and he tipped his cap, and he thought that has rejuvenated his season. So he's given fans credit. I love that idea, Josh.
Thank you. I totally agree with Rowdy. I mean, like, it's a thing where, like, emotions play into it. And
these are human beings. These are not robots.
He's such a big part of the team. Like, you need to show him that people believe in him and just give him that extra jolt to, like, dude, he's a game changer when he's on. So if we can get him on, like, let him know, like, we need that. And like you said, this is a playoff series.
I love it, Josh. I'm letting you go because I'm up against it. Come back with your calls, 412-928-9370. There's a guy that said not only should O'Neal Cruz be in the lineup tonight, we should give him a standing ovation. We should show him we love him for the five errors and nine strikeouts in Houston. Your thoughts next, 412-928-9370, plus big Pirates and Steelers rumors to react to. Be right back after Fan Weather, brought to you by Sun Chevy, lowest 70s, the PM team.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.